June 24th, 2012, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro show. I'm in Pedro, but not land-wise. I'm on a boat, the Pride of Cucamonga. Skipper Jeff's 27, Erickson. And with us is Brother Matt.
Ahoy.
Talia.
Hello.
Regulars. And Sasha.
Hi.
Welcome aboard. And Skipper Jeff, welcome aboard.
Thank you for having us aboard.
Thank you for having us aboard. We started the show. We're actually outside the breakwater in the open sea. Came through the Angel Gate via a motor. Now, this is a sailboat, but you kind of cheated, and I didn't want to fucking have to hear that thing.
Yeah.
So now that we're under sail power, well, there's sea lion. On the buoys. They get tired. I should say what we started off the show with. John Coltrane doing Sunship, which I thought was perfect.
Yeah, okay.
And Sawako with Sobomi Saku. And, let's see. Last night, I did a banging gig. First banging gig in, maybe 2.5-3 years. I know Eden wasn't born yet. Perkinson. And it was a stripped-down version. It was Perk, myself, and Willie, Norton Wisdom Paint. And it was trippy. And Talia went and brought Sasha. But you got to... I brought her opera, by the way. But you got to do stuff where I have songs.
Yeah, she's
going to
hear it, for sure. She'll love it.
Not just jams. I mean, that one... And I couldn't remember the old Banyan jams hardly. You know, it was just going for it. Tell you, man, Perk can still play though.
Yeah.
He would whip it up.
He's right.
Fuck. He really, really got it going, man. And Willie doing the overgrown kid thing, jump up and down with the tie-dye shirt on.
Special effects.
Actually, Pete Mazich played. My second man organ player started the gig. It's called Flying Squad. Bunch of Slav guys. Cool. Tone, some fellow longshoreman, Mandich, drummer guy, Mike Mandich. He's into kayaking now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's paddling. Cool. Yeah. Nice. He said he got the idea. He does it with his son and shit. He got the idea from, seeing the stupid pictures. which is the book.
Yeah.
Right. In the mail, I got a CD from Joe Bouchard, who played bass for the Blue Oyster Cult. And he's got a new solo album, so I got a song from him that we're going to play.
Joe!
I also got
I said Joe.
Hey Joe. But he's way in Connecticut. You gotta shout louder than that.
Come down.
Jesus, am I glad I'm not me? I'm so glad I'm neither of me. I'm okay. They're okay. Well, don't you fucking tell me we're okay.
Complaining,
We're back on the boat.
Under the umbrella.
We're not back on the boat. We've always been in the boat.
Yeah. There's the ship's bell. That's the spirit of the boat. Right? When they go for a shipwreck, they always look for the bell.
I better engrave something.
Yeah, really.
Like the pride of
Cucamonga. Right.
That's what they usually put on the ship's bell. The USS Los Angeles has her bell in the front of our Maritime Museum. They're rebuilding all there. Between that, the fireboat house, there's going to be a little pier thing that goes out into the water.
Hopefully, pleasure craft like me can go in there and finally tie up and go get something to eat in Portsmouth.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because I have the only place I can tie up is the chowder barge back in Leeward Bay, which is
pretty deep.
It's pretty
backwater.
Back there.
I think it's actually Long Beach. Is it Wilmington?
No, it's Wilmington.
Yeah, Wilmington. Well, it's on the border.
It's right at the other side of the Ford Bridge.
Yeah, it's
Leeward Bay. Oh, yeah.
It's a great
Trains going by. I think the bridge is where the Long Beach line is.
Oh, okay. The drawbridge.
Because half of Terminal Island is Long Beach.
Yeah.
There's Long Beach.
That's interesting.
Oh, I should tell you what we played. Something brand new from Joe Bouchard called Heart of Wine. Richard Meltzer wrote the lyrics. Right after that, we heard Spiel Gusher with Richard on the lyrics and the vocal. The three of us. What you call it, Mr. Shimmy.
He said Bouchard's playing every instrument on that.
That's right. Joe Bouchard, it's a true solo album.
Wow.
Not like one of those Jive Mike Watt solo albums with other people are playing the guitar and playing the drums and
the tugboat.
You know, all kinds of shit,
Well,
I'm doing is working the fucking bass. So, and Joe did the true one. Then we heard something brand new, a brand new Cat Power out.
Oh, I love it.
And this song called Ruin. Yeah, she did it in a bunch of places. She did it herself.
She's amazing.
Shoreway by Biblical Proof of UFOs was the last of it. We got to play with them Saturday. Remember the guy in the parking lot? That was the drummer man.
Oh, okay.
And he gave me a CD, but I've been playing them on my show a long time. They're cats who moved out from Ohio, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. And they've been trying and trying. They've put out 7-8 albums and keep plugging away different members from the core of those cats who first came out. And I really like their sound and stuff, and man, talk about people who don't want to give up.
Right.
Just keep trying and trying. Yeah. Bob Lee was one of these guys, from Lambertville, New Jersey. You know, I'm going to come out to SoCal, but we still have a recycler, right?
Yeah.
He gets in there and he finds this ad for a band Crawl Space, who's still playing, but they bailed out of that gig because some sickness. In fact, Bob Lee still plays with them.
Got to respect these new bands, man, these upstarts and what they've got to go through with this industry. So what is it, next year they're going to stop, the big record companies are going to stop making CDs.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Then what's next?
The big labels.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. It was on, actually, it was on the BOC fan site because Blue Oyster Cult is finally, Sony's releasing a box set next year.
No, but they've had some greatest hit anthologies.
Yeah, no, this is complete and everything remastered. But anyway, but they're like, it's supposed to happen in 2013. Big labels like Sony are going to stop manufacturing CDs.
Mm.
That's what I read. On the Blue Oyster Cult fan side.
Company's hurting anyway.
No, I went to an old link from like a year ago.
What about vinyl? Because people are doing that.
I don't know. You know, the CD was the
And there's last tour, U.S., there were stores that didn't even sell CDs, the only vinyl.
Well, you know, you can get the Beatles complete collection on a flash drive now.
Right.
So. Or iTunes.
Yeah. But you can go in and buy it in a box with the album covers, and all you get is a little drive.
So, it's tough for young bands, but, man, in the old days it was tough, too.
Yeah,
it's never been easy for cats getting out of there. Yeah. And you're from the little town, and you want to go to the big town and make it, and it's like, Jesus. Me living in Pedro, really lucky. It's only like 30 minutes, 30 miles. Could be an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Dependent on.
But it's 30 miles, and I don't have to leave my, I don't have to move and start another life. You know, I just got a lot of respect for their quarantine
commitment,
and their commitment. And so respect to them. How long you've had this boat, Skipper Jeff?
I've had this boat. It'll be 10 years this coming November that I bought it in San Diego as a repossession. and immediately started throwing lots of time and money into it. But next November, it'll be 10 years that my father and I brought it up the coast in November. So, but the boat itself is a 1973, and it's going to turn, so next year, 2013, it'll be a 40-year-old vessel.
Yeah.
You know?
It's nice.
Did you have a boat before this?
I did. I had a MacGregor. I used to say, if it ain't Scottish, it's crap. But it was a trailer sailboat, and I learned real fast. I used to sail it out of Channel Islands Harbor, Oxnard, just south of Ventura, to the Channel Islands proper. And that was that's challenging waters. They say if you can sail the Channel Islands, you can sail anywhere. And I was on too small a boat and got caught in a bad storm and learned to... Didn't keep it much longer after that, you know. I graduated to a real offshore boat. And these Ericsson 27s have been sea trialed, ocean crossings. You know, there's a guy.
It ain't a toy.
Nah, well, I think it's a toy. it's a big boy toy.
But the other boat was more.
More suited for harbors.
That was
and
a puddle
lakes.
Duck.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got a buddy of mine.
You know about puddle ducks? Have you ever seen that shit?
No.
Like what, a sunfish or something?
No, ducks.
Oh, okay,
they're doing the puddle. Oh, they dig it.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Everybody's done ducks.
What happened was we were on tour with Slovenly. It was Georgie. And Watson had some pajama. Tom Watson, who's my Missing Man guitarist, had some kind of a pajama top that had a little duck, so that Georgie had a new name for it. Puddle duck.
Puddle duck.
Well, yeah. Some more music.
a life of beat downs. Trade one beat down town for another. Not much a change of scenery, even though it is a change of scenery. A different shape of misery. All the feelings there inside of me. Beat down. Busted up pieces. Inside, there's a heart, really.
To rider, the veil is fatal when furnace is burned. Yonder's the maiden whose ardor will madden. The gap is the grave where Tori to the best. Your diligent looking discover the lacking. Your first step failed from a granite to grass. Your first step failed from a granite to grass. Right.
Peter, so Sasha saved the day by bringing this casa, this umbrella, because the glare is so fucking intense. This isn't a June gloom day in Pedro, man. No, crack of dawn, the sun came out yellow.
Summertime.
And so can't see the fucking cursor on the screen. And this guy is helping. It's a leopard. we just heard It's Summer Now by the Capgun Coup Band. Played with them last week. They're from Nebraska, and they were young men, and it blew their minds for them to find out D. Boone's pop was Nebraska.
Oh.
Yeah, they were into that. And then before that, we heard a lady from
Taiwan. Her name was Teresa Tang. She died of asthma in the 90s, but she was a huge, huge singer for Asia people from Taiwan, China, Japan, Korea. And there's a song here called Wang Ji Ta. And before that, we heard The Reader and the Writer by Rice on the Record. Rice on the Record is a Genovese band, Genoa, Italy. And I'm not on this track, but they had me on another one of their songs. And another band, they're Genoa too. Wow, I didn't realize that. CRTVTR. God, what's that stand for? Can't remember.
CTR is Cathode Ray Tube.
No, Cartavetra. It's. I think they just took all the vowels out of their name. And a song called The Rental, and I actually am on the end of that tune doing spiel. They wanted me to, they gave me a concept. It was about refugee and what it would be like to have to be on the run and leave your land and this shit. So basically, I just spoke about beatdowns.
I work with a Vietnamese boat person, and he's been, he just celebrated 30 years, but man, he won't go on my boat. In 2 weeks on the open ocean on a, you know, they got 100 people on a, you know, 40-foot boat. It was horrible.
But he made it.
He talked about some guy, big guy, you know, he went in the water, but some guy saved his life. And when he got to the Philippines, he grabbed the first piece, because I guess it was American territory, of the land he could. He's got it hanging on his wall. It's his root. And he's so proud that he was in a kind of a, not an internment camp, but a
re-education
camp. Finally gets to San Diego eventually, but just amazing.
Oh, those kind of camps, like a refugee camp.
Yeah, it was in the Philippines, though. Amazing stories.
They were all over. Thailand had a lot of that. Yeah. Very hard. I think they were talking about cats, because Italy's got the refugee problem from North Africa.
Mm.
That's what they were explaining to me.
Yeah,
but wherever there's help, people have to run, and they wanted me to vibe on that, and you know, here I'm in a sailboat in Pedro, and had to use some imagination.
Yeah.
Although our town's got hood, we got some rough,
but
it's nothing like that, so I had to use imagination. But I can just imagine. I mean, even young people I meet on tour, and they, we're going to live in this city for 3 years, and I'm going to go live in this city for 3 years, and for, you know, that's not even refugee rock, but it's still too scary for me. Too scary. So you want to know how much of a crazy cat lady Italian is?
I can't help it.
I'm a crazy animal lady. I love all animals, and I go out of my way to make sure that they're safe and well taken care of. I mean, as a job, I take care of children. As a hobby, I take care of animals.
You get total Dr. Doolittle skills.
Animals come to children, and animals just like me and listen to me.
Last night you were telling me you were trapping some kittens.
Yeah, I rescued kittens and I found
a home.
These
kittens had fleas.
Oh yeah.
And Sasha, it freaked you out, right?
Sasha helped me, and they were the kids were covered.
Is that you? That sounded like a sea lion.
It was pretty bad. Tiny little kittens.
They brought this thing up, because they're out wild feral cats, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So all full of your little feed pad,
really
feed sack, feed pouch.
Yeah.
So it related me a story when I was younger and looking for apartment, first moving out and stuff, and there was a landlady I talked to, and I thought I was having flashbacks, because I thought I was seeing trails, but they were fleas jumping off her eyebrows trying to get on me.
Wow.
Crazy. It was like a nightmare.
They were leaping like 3 or 4 feet, these little fuckers. They're little boat people, little refugee thing. We've been feeding on this blood sack, old blood sack. We want a new blood sack.
Freshen it up.
Yeah, freshen it up.
A Watini.
And they were leaping. I saw them coming at me. It was like, whoa.
They're like fresh meat.
Am I really seeing this?
Like popcorn jumping.
No.
It's a healthy infestation.
They're little,
like,
They're tiny.
But they can jump
They can leap.
Yeah, compared to their size.
Yeah, human would be able to jump over the Empire State
Building. Yeah, something like that.
No.
If you put up the
ratio.
Size, oh man. And so you know, I took a step back, kind of. I didn't want to be rude to the lady. I don't. Maybe she didn't know.
Well, I'm not that much of a cat, crazy cat lady.
Just see no leapers on you.
Well, you seem like a, you know. I'm sorry, the fake look. You know, you're soliciting here and there, and then it gets contagious. Other people, mutual friends we know. Oh, save these kitties! Oh, these kitties! It's too cute.
It's a really bad situation right now. Yeah. Spay and neuter your pets. There's a lot of animals dying in the shelters right now. A lot.
Yeah, just going to walk at the beach down here, man. It stinks from all the cats living in the rocks.
They got signs out in Cabrillo Beach. Don't feed them.
But empty nester ladies. That's what it is.
Too. Yeah.
It's empty nesters.
Well, and then
kids grow
keep
up.
Abandoning their cats there.
That was it. That's the other thing. People just leave.
Somebody's
them.
Got to. I mean, you
there's
can't
three
let
main
die.
Ports. Points is Cabrillo there by the rocks,
yeah,
but
Royal
then
Palms.
Also by the. Where the boats go off by Salina del Pedro, the wetland, the only wetland in the whole harbor.
Yeah.
Point Firmin.
Yeah.
Royal Palms.
Yeah. Actually, there's traps in Royal Palms. They try to get them fixed. But you know what?
Yeah, traps.
Get this.
Release.
You need some feral cats. Okay, you know who had a big problem with rats? Yeah. Beverly Hills. They actually imported some of our wild cats to take care of their rat problem.
You know that Disney has a feral cat population that they let loose every night. They let
in their park.
Yeah, they let them so that they killed all the mice.
Yeah.
It's a bad problem, and you can as long as you get it fixed, it's
so they don't
great
have tons
idea
of babies.
Yeah.
I know, nanny at the children's zoo. You know, she's always having to deal with that. There was one daddy cat that was the father of all those.
Oh yeah.
He finally died. Get this, he was always at war with her for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. You know, because he ran the dealio. He got beat up. Think about their world, man. When they get weak, man, that they, the other animals, the other cats see him, and he came up to her and keeled over and died after being the enemy for so long. He was like, "It's my time is done, and please take me away to be
comfort
me. To put to sleep." Yeah. Really sad. Big Daddy Cat. That's what you would call it. Big Daddy Cat. And then finally he made peace with her, and it was for her to bring him to his rest.
Tell me about your man.
I had him 14 years. I don't know exactly how I got him. I think my sister Melinda somehow found this stray and gave him to me. And actually, I didn't know about Torin and that he could just stay there, so I let her take care of him when she was living by the high school in 17th. I was away on tour, and some crazy lady next door hating cats. People get bad opinions, you know. That's one reason why not to have too much feral. I heard about putting them in sacks. Just beating them against the fucking bulkhead of the garage. So you pound them to death.
Throwing
shit like this.
Reminder.
Well, this lady was doing poisoning. She went and got ice cream and poisoned ice cream. My sister's two cats died. But somehow the man figured it out and didn't chow it and ran. Okay, so he's gone 9 months. My sister now, you know where that is, up by high school, 17. Mm-hmm. And I'm on 14th. This is where I live by...
down by the waters.
It's called Dancing Waters, yeah. And he found me. How the fuck he found me?
Wow.
He found that pad.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, he knew how to reach under the patio, Vince Perkoff's pad, you know? One outlet. My whole pad. Electrical. It was built before electricity, so when the electricity came, they just put one fucking outlet apart. Called it the man boat. It was all these old dudes. Anyway, man knew how to put his paw under the hatch and pull it open.
Nice.
I saw that little gray... He was a silver tabby. I saw a little gray paw. What the fuck? And it's him. And I don't know if their sense of time is the same. You know? I don't know if they knew it was 9 months. I think their life is more... And this is why I wouldn't give them a name. I don't even think they hear sounds the same as we do.
My cat
I think their world
name
is a thing of smell.
Yeah.
Well, I think they tolerate us and
know
they want to play
names,
our game.
Yeah.
But I think their world is way more smell.
Oh, yeah.
It's like reading the newspaper and everything.
Everything's way more intense for them.
Yeah, whiskers.
Scent markings when they're rubbing up against you.
Pheromone, right? They're putting some of them on you.
Yeah.
So it's like a territory. Okay, we're at the end of the first hour of Watt for Pedro show, June 24, 2012 edition. Hold tight for hour two.
June 24, 2012. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
パレットのキャンプ。
Started off the second hour with Mr. Shimmy and his solo mini album, The Eclipse of the Moon, his song. Then they say yucca, but it's the cactus. We say yucca,
yucca.
Right?
Yucca.
How do they spell yucca?
Y-U-C-C-A. In Spanish, it's probably yucca, too.
Yeah.
Are they also called
I worked with a Japanese gal that's it was pronounced yucca spelled the same way.
No, but this is the cactus.
I got you, but that was
there's
her
yucca,
name.
Yuki, yuko. They got a lot of YU names. But this is the actual the cactus.
Right.
You've seen them. The aloe vera is a cousin.
What does Yuki mean? Do you know? Because
no.
I had a dog named Yuki. You know, my dad's fluent in Japanese, so it was a family dog when I was a kid.
Okay, but can mean a happy thing too. And the song was Short Stories. Then we heard Husker Du. It's a Pamel Daisy. Live version of Sexual Economics. I think Bob Mull's got a new album coming out. And I know Grant Hart just finished an opera called The Argument. And it's all based on Milton, Paradise Lost. Mm.
Oh, it's a trip.
Yeah. Yeah, quite the thinker, man.
Literary rock.
Yeah, it's called The Literary Rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, I love biblical proof of UFOs so much I played some more of them.
Yeah.
Lifting Heavy Waters. Okay.
Ancient Aliens.
Huh?
Biblical proof of UFOs.
They're called angels.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Ancient Aliens. It's a TV series on Discovery or something. Oh, my mom's all captivated by it. Yeah.
And you think the band has something to do with it?
Well, no, you were saying like biblical
proof. That's the name of them.
Yeah. I'm just making an obscure
It's a trippy name.
Yeah, at the end of Revelation, yeah, Chariots of the Gods.
Von Daniken.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was big in the 70s.
Yeah.
You flew over the Itasca lines. That's great.
Yeah.
God, what a bucket list.
Nazca lines down in Peru. They're like,
oh, the big shapes.
Yeah.
Nazca.
Oh, yeah. That, come on.
Is it a
Well, they think they might have.
Nazca.
Nazca.
Yeah, they think they might have had some hot air balloons.
Sure.
Ah, and that's how they saw them. Yeah.
Yeah,
wow. Now, that's even
They made them out
lower.
Of some kind of like fabric. They sewed them together and lit fire. And
skins.
Because you can't see these babies, and they didn't have the wheel. So they're not roads.
Yeah.
They didn't find them until the 40s. They've been there forever.
Right,
they
because...
They've been high enough.
Right, right.
And but then that? There's those areas also in South America where the stones are so finely
Machu
fit
Picchu.
Together. And
oh, yeah, Machu Picchu, killer stone.
Yeah.
But there's even other areas where they go, man, this had to be laser cut or something.
This was like kind of a vacation palace for the kings up in the mountains. I mean,
Old
it's
Sacred
up there.
Valley got all kinds of different stones from all kinds of different areas.
And you were there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bucket list.
Look across the bow of this pelican. Look at that.
Oh, beautiful.
See how low?
Yeah.
They have no fear.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're
Scanning
not going
for
in.
Anchovies.
Yeah, it's crazy when they see one and do their flop. Look
oh,
like
yeah.
going to break their wings.
You know what else I.
Well, they could end up getting cataracts from that and going blind. There's a society in. Society, God, that was a deep boon. Society and cigarettes was his hardest words to say.
How did he say cigarettes?
Because he had a lisp, not
really?
Lisp, stutter. Had a stutter.
Really?
So, not always,
not,
but
not
some words, like cigarettes, especially when we were younger. So, cigarettes and society. But there's a society down in Orange County that feeds older pelicans because they end up can't feed themselves because they go blind from the cataracts.
Hey, all, we're getting some wind.
A little bit.
We're moving.
A little bit.
2.5 knots.
Hauling to...
Hauling.
I thought you wanted to turn around.
I do, but
use the motor?
That's going to make... No. Hell no.
Whoa.
We would tack. But it would definitely make some racket, so we can play it... we could tack between song... spiel.
Between spiel.
Yeah.
Now, you're talking about getting a motorboat.
Oh, I just within an old Glastron 16-footer sitting on 14th Street for a long time, and I'd pass it coming home all the time. It'd be fun, you know. A sailboat's a bit of work, you know. You got to get the sail covers off. You got to do this, that, and the other thing.
She's got a motor.
Yeah, but get around and zip, you know.
Oh,
I got a little 8-foot, 6-inch. Dinghy with a 4-horse outboard, and I can do 12 knots with one person on that. I can get up on a plane. It's a little Achilles. And one of my buddies said years ago after I got that, he goes, I bet that's funner than the bigger boat. And it kind of is, you know. It's not jet ski speed, no 70 miles an hour, but it's fun. But now a little Glastron just to go fishing, or like Brother Matt was saying, a friend of his has a Boston Whalers. Those are great, low profile. Can take all sorts of weather and go fast. You can put a 25 horsepower on them. Anyway, you know.
Some Chiquando, though.
I like all boats, you know. I just don't want a boat that's going to cost me mega bucks. I saw Johnny Depp's boat. You know, he looks like he's going through this divorce thing, and he's got a 153-foot freaking yacht. Yeah, but it's a classic. It's like something from the 20s or 30s.
It's
big.
It's a wood boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But the fuel, you know,
You're a full-time captain of the crew.
My dock neighbor has one of these things that's called a Ranger tug. They're made up in the Pacific Northwest. It's a 30-footer, and if you don't run it hard, if you cruise it, like, average speed for me on a sailboat is about 5 knots. He was a pace boat. He followed back all the paddleboarders that came back from Catalina to Cabrillo Beach last weekend, and he said he only burned 2.5 gallons of fuel.
How long you been in Pedro?
I've been, had the boat here 10 years and had the house here 8
Cabrillo,
years.
So I'm hearing all this non-Pedro.
Yeah, Brillo,
I'm hearing
Brillo,
all this non-Pedro. This Pedro speak. I'm hearing Pedro.
When I gotta give my address to somebody with, like, in the
San
Midwest,
Diego, they say that. You know there's a beach down there, you know, and they call it Cabrillo.
If I say Cabrillo, they'll spell it right. Yeah. But if I say Cabrillo, they're like, what? Yeah.
No, I just say that because I wonder when the town will finally absorb him.
Respect for the Spanish explorer, for Christ's sake.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was in Seville.
Yeah, but that's not Israel.
3 weeks ago, I was in Seville, and they had the Archive of the Indies. Archive General de Indies. And they had the writings of these guys. Cortez. Fucking Columbus.
Magellan.
All these guys, their handwriting, you know.
Wow.
The two main words was expansión and conquista. It's about taking on, and it stops about 1860. Like, you never, if you just looked at those things, you wouldn't know that they got kicked out of every one of those countries. But man, it was weird to see a very fancy handwriting.
Wow.
This is no clerks. It's their own handwriting to the king and stuff.
Yeah. Amazing.
Seville's about 50 miles up this river.
Those guys were
Casalgar, and for 100 years they had the monopoly. All the gold was coming. All the gold. And it's amazing. They're talking about these peoples that they're subjugating, having to bring slaves. A lot of them won't do the slave work, so they got to go get other people. Yeah, it's a weird thing. I was glad to see it with my own eyes and stuff, but you know what I mean? Not totally. It was weird feelings.
You know, I visited the school site when I was in Kansas for my grandmother's funeral recently, which was the Brown versus Board of Education school.
Yeah.
You know, it was a black school that they wanted to actually integrate, but they ultimately segregated at first. Half white go this way, black go that way, same building. But anyway, you look at the, you know, you look at the civil rights battle, and yeah, they had to take it back to the Spanish being responsible for bringing the first slaves, you know, to the Caribbean.
People
and
were drowning their babies and killing themselves. It wouldn't work for them.
Yeah.
And I didn't really want to see his grave, you know, but I went in. The biggest Gothic church in the world is there to show you what money they had, you know. And you go in there and you see this box, these four giant statues dressed as kings holding this bone box, and it's his.
Yeah.
And they call him Colon. Well, it's got an accent. They say Colon. But it looks like colon. So we can say Cabrillo, we can say colon. There's some other trippy stuff, too, because that part was Muslim 500 years. So the big Giralda, Mary Star, our church here in town, is copied after this. They took a minaret and turned it into a church bell. And I went up it 340-something feet.
Whoa.
It don't have steps.
Wow.
It's got 35 stories of, I don't know, 5-6 degree ramps.
Wow.
Because the muezzin, you know, the guy who leads the, they do prayers five times a day. So he took a horse up this thing.
Wow.
He rode a horse up this little, it's
what?
Not round, it's square. Yeah, yeah. So my hobbling, crippled, coho ass could do it.
Well, you should have got a horse.
Or donkey. Horse.
And then next to that, across the courtyard, Alcazar. Man, that was a mind blow. It's a weird thing when you get into history. You know, there's the beauty and stuff, but then there's also, the fucking hell.
The ancient vibe.
The ancient. It was a trippy thing. Let's hear some more music. We're bringing it about here.
We brought it about. We tacked. We're heading back to where we came from.
Yeah, we're heading towards the harbor again.
Yeah, you see the lighthouse up there?
Yeah, big time.
And we got that needle to thread. We got to get in between that, both sides of the breakwater, but the so far it's working.
You can see the other lighthouse, too, barely, on Point Fermin.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, we started out this last chunk of music with the Black Bananas doing Earthquake. After that, San Pedro Band, Toys That Kill, with V-Chip, and then Papier Tigre. You know Toys That Kill?
Yeah, they live right next door to my house.
Really?
Yeah, I see them.
Well, Todd now lives on 15.
Yeah, they moved
along.
Yeah.
I saw him that first time at the ballet school.
Recess Records out of his house.
Blown away.
Over 100 albums he's put out.
Is that right?
Originally from Torrance. He's a pro skater.
They're a great band.
He's a great cat. Yeah, he just got off tour. I'm going to do a co-single with him. I had a band with Tom Watson. The first time I played with Tom Watson in a band was called The Pair of Pliers, and the drummer man was Vince Maroney.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah, that's his band now, Atomic Sherpas, but he ain't playing. Yeah, Brother Vince got fucking thrown from a bike. He's got broken collarbone, ribs, all kinds of shit. He is so hurt.
Yeah. Recently?
Yeah.
Fucking
no, bicycle.
Oh, Jesus.
He got thrown like many, you know,
damn.
He's up there in Echo Park and got launched, yeah. So everybody think good thoughts of him.
Yeah,
and we're
going to
put out a 7-inch with Todd. One song was a Vince song, one song was a Tom song.
Wow.
And the Pair of Pliers was just a band that did tours. We never made any recordings, so in a way this is kind of neat.
Well, I just saw a seal jump out of the water.
Did you?
They do that.
Wow, yeah.
And then,
it's a dolphin.
Oh,
Aluka.
Straight ahead.
Good luck. Are you
Aluka?
Sure?
I'm positive. Look,
sea lion.
Sea lion.
No dorsal. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And tail like this.
Yeah, it's swimming like a dolphin.
Huh? Tail like that's a shark. And then finally, we, This and That and More of This and That by Papier Tigre, the French band that I got to tour with last fall. That's coming up on a year. Great cats. And then finally, Brett Netson with We Should All Be Condemned. That's a happy message.
It's a happy message.
Off with their
head.
But we, the new Panda Man band, the album's called, what happened was, when we were recording that thing, we got some Chinese chow, and you know how you get the fortune cookies. Yeah. And my fortune said, you are always on our minds. It's like
our minds.
who's we? Who's our? Yeah, our minds. Yeah, there was a fuck up kind of. It was kind of scary to get this because, okay. So the other guys in the band was like, okay, wow, that's a good name for an album title.
There you go.
You put the filter in there. Okay.
Throw the flame off.
Yeah, let's hear some more music. That was disgusting.
Thank you. Oh,
Telegram from Mr. MW by Matt Jones and the Plum Stones. I think he's in Holland now. He did a couple years in Busan in Korea. And original Boston. Great painter, man, too. Then we heard Inhibition by Dot Hacker. That's got Jonathan on bass. I got to play with him last week. Oh, Josh. Remember when Jeff Fishani brought over Josh?
Yeah, so I'm taking batting practice the other day when the Chili Peppers were in Cincinnati.
Is that right?
Batting practice, batting practice, yeah.
And then we heard Big Sur with Regions. Big Sur's got Jose on bass from Mars Volta. And then finally, Forked by Damsel. That's got Nels Klein on guitar, Brother Jonathan again on the bass, and Zach Hill from Zacto, a drummer with all kinds of people. Uh-huh. We're at the end of the second hour of the June 24th, 2012 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. I'm board Pride of Cucamonga.
Yeah.
Maybe a mile, 2 miles, 3 miles outside of Pedro.
I can calculate that. Okay, you calculate. Give me a second.
Hold tight for hour three. June 24th, 2012. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Time is...
something sweet that we will later squeeze.
Don't slow down, the moments fly so fast. It's touch me, show me another way.
We start off the third hour with Anywhere doing Shama Mantra. That's Christian and Cedric. And I'm on the bass.
Oh, sweet.
And then Grow a Pear by Yo Mama. I think that's John Tivian in Nashville. And It Takes Time by Kalinich and Tivin. Yeah. Yeah, he sent me a double album. And one project is called Kalinich and Tivin, and the other one is called Yo Mama. And then Bush by Sproton Layer, which is Roger Miller when he was a young man in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So we are listening to some information from Skipper Jeff about people drinking and sailing.
Never.
There's a race between
Newport and Ensenada.
Newport Beach, Orange County here, Cali. Okay, so it's not the longest race, but it's got the most people sailing.
Most participants ever in the world.
And it has an endearment, right? Name and endearment.
The Drunk Run?
The Drunk
Run.
Yeah,
the Drunk Run is a casual name.
Wow, we're
it.
Seeing sailboats now out here.
Oh, yeah.
There's the only sailboat.
There's a race going on.
Yeah. We've got
got it.
Yeah, yeah, more than one.
We were the only one out.
Well,
I'm just
saying. Yeah, well, most sailors wait for the wind. we waited for mild conditions.
One of the reasons why we wanted it, because if we would have had a big wind up, there'd be a lot of.
Well, we may still get a big wind. We're not in yet.
No, I'm talking about for the radio.
No, I understand.
Over the microphone, you'd just be hearing some.
But back to this Newport to Ensenada race this year. First time in the race's history they had major fatalities. This boat mysteriously went off the radar. And first, that was their concerns, what happened to it. And then a few days later, the boat had a tracking device, and it's called Spot. You can actually go online and track certain boats. It's a cheap device. But it showed the it showed their course, marks, bing, 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 and ran directly into the north end of the north of the Coronado Islands. And so on my sailing site, the Erickson blog, and other sailing sites, there's some good sailing sites like Sailing Anarchy. You got to like that, punkers. You know?
What's it called? SailingAnarchy.com?
Yeah, check it out. Yeah, they talk about, they're brutally honest, about all the yahoos out here and who's doing what right and who's doing what radical and wrong.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess just last week the official reports came in and... essentially, it came down to operator error. It wasn't, the wind was, the swells were pretty substantial, but the wind was low.
Can't blame the island.
But the thing was, is what was so mysterious is the boat was just splintered in pieces. It was disintegrated. No, that's the thing. The wind wasn't that heavy, but there was big swell.
Oh.
So they theorized that. There's like a little cove on the north end of the island, and then the swells, once the boat got in there, it just pulverized it. But there's no official toxicology report out yet. But since the boat has the race has a history of being the drunk run, they can't help but think that somebody nodded off on watch. Normally on even goes back to olden days, it's a true watch is 4 hours on, 4 hours off.
Well, that's where the bells came from.
And but
I heard there was some
probably
changes.
Had the autopilot on. And
but I've heard that through time they tried to change it to 6 hours and even or make it shorter.
Yeah.
But they keep going back to the 4 hour thing. There's something about
it. Makes sense. I tell you, man, I've done stretches by myself, and I'm getting into the seventh hour and I'm just like, I'm no good, man.
Yeah.
I got autopilot and radar, but it's still, you got to keep your eyes open, man. That's bottom line. Another great book is called 10 Degrees of Reckoning about this family that was hit by an Australian freighter off of New Zealand. Not an Australian freighter, it was a South Korean freighter off of New Zealand, and I just read that last year, and... the only survivor was the mother. It was a husband, wife, and two kids, and father and son pretty much. The son was killed immediately, but long debate about that, trying to resolve that responsibility issue, and it wasn't until the South Koreans did their own investigation that they found, paint that matched the paint on the boat, and after they did all of this analysis. The mother was on watch that night. She survived, but they didn't have their radar on and to conserve power. All the electronics sucked juice on the boat, and this was 1998. But also the South Koreans weren't at fault. What they did was they made a 10 degrees of reckoning correction, but they corrected the wrong way. They made a visual connection. But their fault was they didn't report that they hit anything and didn't admit to that.
So no
rescue
people. The
woman ended up, it's a terribly sad story, she ended up with severe brain damage, spinal damage. She lost her whole family, and she actually started a organization to protect cruising sailors. Cruising sailors, they're like snowbirds. People retire and go off on their RVs.
Kay's,
a lot of people just
Kay's stepfather did it. This guy went never sailed, did stocks and stuff, right?
Yeah,
he gets up in his 60s. I'm gonna build this fucking 60 think it was a 65 out of oak.
Yeah.
Never had sailed. This is Orange County. First journey through the Panama Canal to the Caribbean. Because, like he's saying, it's the end of life and they want their big journey.
Yeah.
I see them on the roads on tour. The other one is just get a motorhome or something and start
traveling around. Most of them end up at Slab City when they run out of money down there by the Salton Sea. The RVs, that is. But anyway, back to my point. My point is that they're...
You're talking about cruiser sailors.
My point is about this woman. She was on watch. The fact they didn't have their radar on is a bit of concern, you know. You know, there should be some shared responsibility there on her part. But God, it's sad. She couldn't even come back to the States. She was rescued by the New Zealanders and lived in some remote community with them for years. She just couldn't face it. Powerful, true story. Yeah, these are the kind of books I eat up, you know, because I want to go somewhere someday still at 56, you know.
What do you mean go somewhere?
Just stop running on the treadmill of working here in Los Angeles and take off cruising. You know, I'm not going to keep this house, man. Get this boat together or get a bigger one, take off. Head south, north, I don't care.
North.
A lot of people.
Well, you're from Seattle.
A lot of cruisers are going north now because Mexico's so fucked up.
You learned sailing.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Seattle.
Yeah. Dad bought a 33 footer in 1966, and I was 10 years old, and I was handling it by myself by about 12. You know. I kind of grew up. I was like the Pacific Northwest version of Flipper. I had my own little skiff and everything. I'm going up there. I'm going to go revisit the old neighborhood by Bremerton. Yeah, it was a good childhood. Water.
More music.
እመጣልሻለሁ ቅርብ ነው አገሬ እስከዚያው ጠብቂኝ ናፍቆቴ ትዳሬ ረወተቴ ማሬ ረወተቴ ማሬ ረወተቴ ማሬ እመጣልሻለሁ ቅርብ ነው አገሬ እስከዚያው ጠብቂኝ ናፍቆቴ ትዳሬ ረወተቴ ማሬ አለማችን ትታ አምራለሁ ብትለኝ ፀሐይ ያጣች ምድር የሆነች መሰለኝ ከአንቺ ያዘኝ ፍቅር ዘልቆብኝ ከልቤ ከሴት አድርጎኛል ውበችን ተርቤ ረወተቴ ማሬ ረወተቴ ማሬ እመጣልሻለሁ ቅርብ ነው አገሬ እስከዚያው ጠብቂኝ ናፍቆቴ ትዳሬ ረወተቴ ማሬ ካለሽበት አገር ልቤ ያስታወሰ የሀሳብ ፈረሶን ጭኖ ገሰገሰ ፋትማታ ባይኔ ላይ ደቀን በማለትሽ እራሴን ልስት ነው ወፈፍ አርጎኝ ፍቅርሽ ረወተቴ ማሬ ረወተቴ ማሬ እመጣልሻለሁ ቅርብ ነው አገሬ እስከዚያው ጠብቂኝ ናፍቆቴ ትዳሬ ረወተቴ ማሬ እንግዳው ፍቅራችን ያለሸኝ ሄደ ያንን ሁሉ መንገድ ቆርጦ ተራመደ አንቺ በመሆንሽ የፍቅር መቤቴ ጠብቂኝ እመጣለሁ ትዳሬን አፍቆቴ እመጣልሻለሁ ቅርብ ነው አገሬ እስከዚያው ጠብቂኝ ናፍቆቴ ትዳሬ ረወተቴ ማሬ ረወተቴ ማሬ ረወተቴ ማሬ እመጣልሻለሁ ቅርብ ነው አገሬ ረወተቴ ማሬ ረወተቴ ማሬ ረወተቴ ማሬ እመጣልሻለሁ ቅርብ ነው አገሬ
Okay, you get to hear what I heard now.
Watt from Pedro show. Sorry to interrupt you, Skipper right. Jeff. I want to tell you what we just played. Since the set list went into the drink here, I got to read it off the goddamn file on the computer, and the sun glare is intense. Good Angels we started off with. Good Angels from Hoden Garden, which is Scott Cross and Tony Mamone. Then we heard Watete Mare by Muliken Melesa. And then What I Heard, something live from television, 1974. And then finally, Respectful Restriction, something live from the England band. Skip just talking about his ballerina friend.
Sister.
And we ballerina's sister, because, what's her name?
Alexandra.
And because we got a ballerina aboard here.
Sasha.
And the likes of Sasha, yeah.
Yeah.
So how'd you get into that work?
It's just always been there. I mean, I met a really amazing ballet teacher at Santa Monica College. And they have an amazing dance program there. Really good, Sean Walden. She's an amazing teacher. She really cares about the students there. And, I mean, she could be anywhere. I mean, she was teaching at CalArts.
CalArts?
Yeah, she was the rehearsal director of Pacific Northwest Ballet.
What's that called? Visalia?
Oh, yeah, the Magic Mountain Zone.
Yeah, it's Visalia, right?
Yeah. And she's amazing, and there's also really good phenomenal modern teachers there, and they're cool.
You know who graduated in music there? Motoko Honda.
Right.
And her mentor was the trumpet man.
Oh, yeah.
We saw him play,
yeah,
tell you.
Yeah, my friend Gypsy got a master's degree.
Leo Smith, yeah. Trumpet man. Really?
Yeah.
I think Tom Watson went for a semester there. So that's what... Wow. Okay. Now, it takes a lot of practice, right?
Yeah, a lot of practice. I'm in the summer session right now, so... The ballet 3-4 class is like 3 hours a day, 4 days a week, so that's 12 hours a week. But it's amazing. And then you take class outside, and you got to go to the gym, and work out, and take other class some other time.
Performances coming up?
No, not right now.
We have one for the Chinese delegates.
Oh yeah, but
what's that?
Oh well, they came to my school. There's school from China. They're
a ballet school?
Well, the directors of this university in China came to Santa Monica College, and they're working on creating, either sending some of the teachers from Santa Monica in the arts department to China, and then vice versa, either the student exchange program. But they're really interested in the music and theater and stuff out here. And so we had a performance for them a couple weeks ago.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was really cool.
The U.S. flag is like slapping it up.
Yeah, I put up the big flag. I can bring that down. Yeah. Showing on your levels there.
You slap it louder than Sasha.
She's
being drowned out by the symbolic. Hey, there's a Catalina boat. That's one that Thurston puked on. I mean, we were washing the deck with it. I mean, couldn't get him out of the head, you know. You know, he had it all locked and battened. Got him out of there. He's like totally green face.
Oh. I did 5 years aboard those suckers.
Yeah, but you weren't swapping gas with you.
Kay
puked too, but Kim Gordon did. She held her cookies.
How are you feeling, Watt?
I held mine too.
You're okay today?
I've never had it, but you know, I do kayak.
Yeah, that helps.
Shit, Nico's only got from being in the van. Do you get... There's people get it.
Yeah.
Mountain roads?
Yeah.
Curves?
Yeah, I get that.
Watching the telephone poles. Here, let's hear more music.
Open the sky.
dark and sultry with mystery found. Raven dressed and ashen bound. Wounded pride betrayed by one. Can you ever by the sun? Generous spirit flowing down. Pulling dancers in the mound. Look for all is clear to see. Send it feeling back to me. While it's time to lose your laws, sacred trust becomes a cause. Strike out now and move from him. Grab the coil that lies within. Generous spirit flowing out. Willing dancers in the round. Love for all is clear to see. Send this tune back to me. You need me so manly. Snowboard and beauty queen. No, I would never treat you mean. You need me. Dark and sultry with mystery found. Raven crest and passion bound. Wounded pride betrayed by one. Can you ever spy the sun? Generous spirit flowing out. Willing dancers in the bound. Look for all is clear to see. Send it to my command. Janine, so family. Snowboard and beauty queen. I would never treat you mean. Janine, Janine, my dream. Janine, Janine, my dream. Janine, Janine, my dream machine. Thank you.
from Pedro show. Our last chunk of music for this edition. Just heard LA Girls Take Three by Seasick.
Nice.
Sorry about that. None of that. It's Coming In Backwards by Juggernaut Jr. Got to play with them last week. Ahead of that was Janine by The Workers. And started with Obvious Number One by Robert Pollard, who's got a new Guided by Voices album. I'm supposed to be getting that. This guy puts out albums every 6 months.
Wow.
See the alabaster? That's all from their turd, huh?
That's right. Like Bird Rock. It's
guava. Guava.
Yeah, Bird Rock over at the Guapa? Isthmus.
Guano?
Guano.
Guano.
Guano. That's what they call it. Because they
guava.
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 That's guava. A fruit.
Anyway, Skipper Jim, we're almost at the end of the show. So what would be your advice to somebody who wants to learn how to sail? Can you hear the foghorn from the Angels Gate Lighthouse?
Well, you know, I'm always looking for crew. But there
That's
are,
your
you
advice?
Know. Yeah, yeah. No, there are organizations. Yeah, you can go to U.S. Sailing Online and there are clubs. All the yacht clubs have programs. There's a lot of small yacht clubs, and the dues are very low. Like right here in San Pedro, we've got the Buccaneer Yacht Club. It's been around for like 60 years, and Hurricane Gulch.
So you're saying if you want to get into sailing, find out from people who know.
Yeah, yeah, yacht clubs and like U.S. There's big schools like Orange Coast.
Yacht club, that sounds kind of bougie.
No,
right?
But it is. There's little ones. There's little ones that are cool people. You know, it's like hippie groups. You know, this Buccaneers Yacht Club. They just got new quarters above.
Buccaneers.
They're above Buccaneers. They're above the office at Cabrillo Marina.
Yeah.
They've been around for 60 years, so you got these old people in
there. What marina?
Right here at Cabrillo. Cabrillo! Jesus Christ. But, yeah, you know, or Hurricane Gulch.
I know where you want to get out of town.
But
there's
you can be at an LA yacht club, and you can be paying $5,000 a year. Cabrillo Yacht Club itself is really expensive, but you look for, like, the little ones like Dill Pickle Yacht Club or Buccaneers or Hurricane Gulch. There's a lot of people that don't even own boats, and they're just looking for crew. They just look for ballast, people to hang on the rail.
Yeah.
But, you know, then you can also start with little boats. You can get yourself a little Sabot and dick around in lakes or something, and they've only got one sail and one sheet line to control it with. I'm the son of a sailor, and I had no choice. I wasn't a little league kid. I was a swimmer, and I was a sailor. You know, I mean, I competed for my father's yacht club, and mom. There were five kids. Her first thing that she did, Dad bought a boat. They're all going to the Y to learn how to swim. But I took it to competitive levels, you know, until I got to high school. So it made sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, thanks for having the support, Brother Matt.
You bet. Cool.
Yeah. You're always essential aiding and abetting.
Thank you.
Talia, you too. We were saying before, you know, after Brother Matt, you've been on the show the most.
OG style.
And thanks for bringing it. OG style. Bringing your buddy Sasha. Sasha, thanks for being
Thank
on
you
the show.
For
Good luck
me.
With the dancing. That's been the January 24th, 2012 edition of the Walk from Pedro show, this time aboard Pride of Cucamonga, ready to head. Well, we're going in the Angels Gate right now.
Yes,
back through.
We are. If you listen carefully, you can hear the horn.
Keep your powder dry.
Yeah.